USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
19 students and at least two adults are confirmed dead after a lone gunman walked into a Uvalde, Texas elementary school and opened fire Tuesday. 18-year-old suspect Salvador Ramos, when he went into the unlocked school and opened fire at Robb Elementary School, that's about 85 miles west of San Antonio. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Our job is multifold. First, to make sure we address exactly what happened at this crime scene, and then second, to make sure we take that information and do everything that is necessary to ensure that crime scenes like this are not going to be repeated in the future, and that we're going to be able to ensure the safety and security of our schools.
Once the suspect entered the classroom, he barricaded himself by locking the door and started shooting. That's been confirmed by Lieutenant Chris Olivares of the Texas Department of Public Safety. USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Russia and China flew strategic bombers near Japan while President Biden was in Tokyo Tuesday, their first joint military exercise since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In a case of mob mentality versus the Supreme Court, an illegally leaked document is at the center of how America conducts her business.
An illegally leaked draft document from the Supreme Court suggests a plan to overturn Roe v. Wade. They are expected to release their final decision soon. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee tells Fox and Friends that he thinks the court will not let criticism or protest change their judicial process.
I think it's concerning to all of us that this is what the left is trying to do. The left is trying to delay the decision. The left is also trying to isolate those justices who might be inclined to sign on to Justice Alito's opinion, which is correct.
From the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau, that's Tim Berg reporting. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A potentially hazardous asteroid measuring more than a mile long will zoom past Earth Friday, the largest asteroid expected to get relatively close to our planet in 2022. The miss will be by roughly 2.5 million miles or 10 times the distance to the moon. Discovered in 1989 by astronomer Eleanor Hellen at the Palomar Observatory in Southern California, Connecticut's Democrat Senator Chris Murphy spoke from the Senate floor on Tuesday, several hours after a mass shooting in a Texas elementary school.
There is a place where we can achieve agreement that may not guarantee that America never, ever again sees a mass shooting, that may not overnight cut in half the number of murders that happen in America. It will not solve the problem of American violence by itself. But by doing something, we at least stop sending this quiet message of endorsement to these killers whose brains are breaking, who see the highest levels of government doing nothing.
It should be noted Senator Murphy helped introduce legislation to remove officers from schools. Senator Chris Murphy, in July of 2020, along with three other lawmakers, introduced a bill that paved the way to remove school resource officers and replace them with a counseling system. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.